Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A man who never tires.
Who's that?
Is on the line now. Football authority and the new voice of the Eagles, an analyst on the Eagles pregame
shows.
The pregame broadcast is our buddy.
Preseason, yeah.
Preseason.
Right? Now you get me on to it.
Yeah.
Is our buddy Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
We got a lot to cover today. All right, let me start with Chris Long yesterday saying that he used marijuana quite a bit when he was a player, and he thinks that the whole way the NFL tests for it is ridiculous. Do you agree with him on both fronts?
Well, I can't tell you there was a lot. There were definitely a bunch of players that smoked marijuana when I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I played with the one team where there was a running back there. I never looked at him where he wasn't high. I don't know how he was so good. It was unbelievable. I mean, his eyes, it was pretty obvious that he smoked every day, and yet he was really, really good. The thing that's funny to me about it, Angelo, is the NFL and the NFLPA issued a joint statement this week saying, you know, among other things, they're going to have a mental health clinician for each team, which is great. And they're also going to explore alternative pain management therapy. So that was the way NFL's way of saying,
yeah,
we're going to consider marijuana for these guys without actually saying the word marijuana.
Right.
But the irony is, Angelo, you only get tested for marijuana and street drugs one time, and it's between April 20th and the second week of June.
Okay.
So you have 6 weeks essentially where you just got to make sure you're clean for that one test. I know a lot of guys that as soon as they took the test that day, they all smoked marijuana together that night. That was like, it was like, all right, we're good for another year.
So they didn't want to catch anybody. They weren't really trying to catch anybody.
No, it was almost like, not really, no. The thing that's crazy about Angelo is how many guys they still did catch. These guys would test positive for that one test in May or whatever. And then once you test positive, then you're in the program. Then they can test you all the time. But, I mean, if you have half a brain, it's pretty easy to pass that one annual test and then be able to smoke marijuana all year, which to my point would be with this whole NFL, NFLPA thing, there already are a lot of guys that are either smoking marijuana to get high or smoking marijuana for pain management. I mean, there already are a lot of guys that are in that boat.
Right. But here's what I want to really get to on this issue, because it's such a blatant hypocrisy. When he was talking about it yesterday, Goodell said, listen, the laws are in flux right now about marijuana, but we don't have to wait for the law. We could do what we want on this issue. We're a league that is a separate entity from the law. Then he gets at Tyreek Hill and he says, we won't touch it until the investigation is done by the cops, which is a cop-out. That's a pure cop-out. We got the audio tape. He can run his own league. Why is he running away from another serious domestic abuse issue?
Well, and he kind of said the same thing about Robert Kraft.
Yes, he did.
You know, he said he's not going to do anything with Robert Kraft, Angelo, until that case is settled. I mean, Kraft's got a lot of money. He could just drag this legal thing out for 20 years and never get in trouble with the NFL.
True.
So I don't really understand that, because that hasn't been their stance for a lot of other cases. I mean, you go back to Adrian Peterson and Greg Hardy and some of these guys, they put them right on the commissioner's exempt list.
Exactly.
And I have no idea why, at a minimum, Tyreek Hill is not on the commissioner's exempt list. The audio is enough that he should be on the commissioner's exempt list. And so if Goodell wants to say, Angelo, I'm not going to issue the suspension until the investigation's complete, I can live with that as long as he's on the commissioner's exempt list and he's not playing football for the Chiefs.
Here's what I'm having a hard time reconcile. And I know you're a great dad yourself, Ross. The infliction of pain on a 3-year-old to the extent that you break his arm, Don't these guys ever react viscerally to that? Don't they ever? Roger Goodell's got twin daughters, right? Don't you say, you can't harm a kid. I don't allow it. I don't care how many owners are telling me I have to stand back. I'm taking a stand on this. This is horrific behavior, and I will not do it. I'm a human being before I'm a CEO. Why can't I ever see that in the guy that runs my favorite league?
And what owners, Angelo, would be giving him pushback other than the Chiefs owner?
What
owner could possibly say? Here's the thing, too, about Tyreek Hill that really is disturbing and bothers me. You know, you could argue with what he was found guilty of in college that he really never should have been given an NFL opportunity.
Correct.
And the thing that bothers me, and I know a lot of people will just say, Angelo, that this is the way the world works, and maybe they're right, but if he wasn't the most exciting electric skill guy in the NFL, he'd already be gone.
Yep.
He'd
totally
already be gone. That's the thing that bothers me. It's like, what lessons are we? People want to know. People are worried about, you know, high school kids and college kids that think that they're above the law and don't learn their lessons. Well, what lesson are they learning by what happens with Tyreek Hill right now?
Totally great, great point by Ross Tucker. Ross, let's get to the mundane of the NFL right now. The Eagles lost Chris Long this week. He retired. What did they lose there?
Well, you know, it's one of the weirdest retirements, Angelo, I can remember in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading the quote where Chris says, I'd like to play for the Eagles for a couple more years, but the role wasn't what I was looking for, so I'm going to retire. I mean, when's the last time a guy, right when he was retiring, says, I'd actually like to play a couple more years for this team? It's kind of strange. I appreciate the fact that Chris looked at the whole picture, and that he's not just trying to take the money. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, we only want to play you 10 to 12 snaps. I mean, but they're going to pay you the same. I mean, Angelo, I'd sign up for that right now.
No, but he's
but he wants to play. He wants to play. And what they're losing is they're losing depth at defensive end. There's a big difference between what Chris would provide and whatever they're going to get from Sharif Miller or Deshaun Hall or Josh Sweat, the three young guys that they've got competing for that now fourth end spot.
But the way it was timed, the way I'm looking at this, Russ, the way it was timed, it was the acquisition of Vinnie Curry. After they got Vinnie Curry, who we know is not as good as Chris Long, after they got him, they told Chris Long his role would be reduced. And that would set in motion his decision to retire. If you're making a decision between Vinnie Curry and Chris Long, wouldn't you rather have Chris Long?
I think Chris Long's a better player based on what they did last year.
Yeah.
But Vinnie Curry also was in a different scheme.
Okay.
Playing on a different team. And Vinnie was pretty productive the year before. I think, Angelo, and I don't know this, but I think that Chris Long probably wanted even more of a role than maybe even being the third D end. I don't know that. You know, he didn't like the idea of 10 to 12 snaps. I don't know what would have made Chris happy. Is it 30 to 40 snaps? I'm not sure. But I do think, Angelo, to play devil's advocate, if you're the Eagles, you have to protect yourself in case Chris Long retires. I mean, they had to make sure, Angelo, that they had a third D end that can really play. And they got Vinnie Curry for peanuts. I mean, absolutely peanuts. So I have no problem with that move.
All right, finally, and I'm trying to time this as close as I can to the appearance yesterday by Carson Wentz on our show. He was on at 7:15 yesterday. We're coming up on 7:10 now. Carson Wentz made it sound like he is still going to block out the possibility that he's injury prone, and he is 100% now. He's been cleared to do everything. I need you to read his mind for me, all right? Could you do that, Ross? He's very worried that this is a chronic problem, isn't he? And how will he actually try to address it so that he stays healthy this year?
So I'm not a good mind reader, but I'll try.
Okay.
I don't think he is worried. I don't think usually when you're that age, I don't think he is that worried that it's a chronic problem. And I think it's huge news that he was here for OTAs. Because I've read up a bunch on, you know, the stress fracture in his vertebrae. I talked to Dr. David Chow, the longtime Chargers team doctor, And that's a part of the body that it takes a while for it to heal because there's not as much blood flow. And so as recently as 10 days ago, when Doug wouldn't say whether or not Carson was going to practice, I took that to mean he wasn't, you know,
yeah,
like if he was,
too.
I kind of thought Doug would just say, yeah, heck yeah, he's going to be there. But when Doug wouldn't say anything, I thought, oh man, it's still not healed. I was nervous for him, but the fact that he's been cleared to go in OTAs with no restrictions, I think is a really, really good sign. And I like that he doesn't have the knee brace on. I've worn knee braces before after I tore my MCL a couple times. They stink. I hate them. And you do feel slower. And I'm glad he doesn't have that on because he looked a little bit slower last year. And I like what he said about his diet and all that stuff. And now I don't think, Angelo, that they would have him out there for OTAs unless that stress fracture has totally healed. Because why would you, right?
No, you wouldn't.
You would take 2 more months. So I'm feeling, fingers crossed, feeling very, very good about his health right now, which is more important than anything else that happens in OTAs.
Ross Tucker never let you down. Look forward to the preseason. He's doing the games as the analyst. It's the next step up to the network level. Love it, Ross. Always a pleasure. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, Angelo. Take care.
All right. He's profound, that guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.